Coal seam gas is shaping up to be one of the most contentious election issues in this region. It had seemed that the majority of your electorate considered this to be an unwanted industry that's being imposed on them. What actions do you plan to take to address their concerns?
Well, Fee, the first point I should make, and you've also made it in your introduction, is that it is very much an industry that is approved in the state jurisdiction, and we do have a federal system, and we have states, and they have a role. And coal seam gas is very much in their domain. The Nationals have a very clear position at a federal level on coal seam gas, and that is that there should be no coal seam gas in areas of prime agricultural land. There should be no coal seam gas extraction where it could interfere with aquifers, and no gas extraction in close proximity to residential areas. And where there is a coal seam gas extraction taking place, that the landowner should get fair compensation for the resource that is taken from his land. I think it's important that we adopt a balanced view. I can certainly understand community concern because we live on the North Coast because we love the beautiful environment that is there, and we would all want to preserve that.
Have you had a look at the list of demands that were pinned to your door? Because one of the requests was that you support the stopping of processing of exploration grants until further scientific research has been done. Would you consider doing that?
Well, I actually met with a number of members of Lock the Gate the day before, and we had a fairly long discussion over the issues. But I think the thing you've got to keep in perspective is that, as I said, we've got a federal system, and there is a role for the state and the federal government.
But that is something that the federal government could do. They could, use the laws in order to stop the processing of exploration grants until there was enough scientific research to show that the health potential health risks that go along with coal seam gas won't affect constituents.
Well, the way that the federal government does have an involvement in relation to extraction is through the EPBC Act, and that generally comes about when there is a project that is seeking an approval and relates to the impact of that project on matters of national environmental significance, to summarise the Act as it currently works.
Last night on the 7 o'clock ABC News, we saw yet another report about the potential health risks with CSG. It was quite alarming, actually. This time it was research that came out of your electorate. It came from Southern Cross University, where researchers found high levels of a cancer-causing chemical, radon, coming from the ground in the gas fields at Darling Downs. Now, your constituents are concerned, and they've made this very public, that they're worried about the health risks associated with the CSG industry, and that if the industry isn't slowed down, then people will be put at risk. What role can you play as the federal member in this area and then coming into the election in protecting them from those potential health risks?
Well, I'll certainly be making representations on behalf of my constituents and the representatives from Lock the Gate that I met on Wednesday. Certainly request that I do that, and I'm in the process of doing that. The bottom line is, though, we're in opposition. We have a government that is currently administering the law as it is, and questions in relation to between now and the next election really largely need to be directed to that government. I'm certainly making representations.
But as of September the 14th, I mean, people will be voting on this. I mean, this is an election issue. What policy around this will you be taking into the next election to protect them from those potential health risks?
Well, I'll certainly be adhering to the position that we've put, that projects shouldn't go ahead unless there are adequate environmental safeguards, and that would be something that, if I'm elected as the member after the next election, I will be fighting for to ensure that that occurs.
Will you be fighting for more research to be done?
Well, look, I think it's important that we continue to research very extensively the issue of coal seam gas extraction. I think it's vital that we have the maximum possible information to ensure that we make wise decisions, because I think that's what all Australians, not just along the North Coast, want to see. They want to see our environment preserved, but they also want to see a prosperous economy, and we've got to strike a balance there.
Luke Hartsooker, member for CALPA, joins us this morning. Mr. Hartsooker, interested to know what you actually think of the anti-CSG movement. I mean, it has been very effective. It's started as a community movement. It's mobilised a large portion of the North Coast. It's resulted in Metgasco's share price being way down to the point now where they're reassessing their exploration licence. So you've observed the movement. What have been your thoughts of it?
Well, look, we live in a democracy and people have a right to peacefully express their views. I mean, that's very much part of living in Australia and being an Australian. And for people to express a view, as long as they do it in a non-violent way, that's totally proper. And I think that any democracy needs to test issues to ensure that we get the best possible outcomes. Generally, in these things, there is two sides to a story. We need to preserve our environment, absolutely. But we also need to ensure that we have an economy that's going to grow and prosper so that we can enjoy the lifestyles that most people seek, and that we can continue to take measures to preserve our environment. Countries with a strong economy are well-placed to ensure that environmental controls that are needed are put in place.
Well, this will be, without doubt, one of the issues that your electorate will be voting on. We'll see if that's enough. Thank you, Mr. Hartsooker.
Thanks, Fiona.